Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage tells a story from the book of Genesis about Abraham, his wife Sarah, and Abimelech, the king of Gerar. Here's a summary and a modern-day analogy to help understand the events and their implications. Abraham and Sarah moved to the region between Kadesh and Shur and settled temporarily in Gerar. Fearing for his life because of Sarah's beauty, Abraham claimed she was his sister. Believing this, Abimelech, king of Gerar, took Sarah into his palace. However, God appeared to Abimelech in a dream, warning him that Sarah was actually Abraham's wife, and taking her was a grave offense. Abimelech, who had not yet harmed Sarah, pleaded his innocence, stating he had been misled by Abraham and Sarah's deceit. Acknowledging Abimelech's innocence and integrity, God instructed him to return Sarah to Abraham to avoid punishment, as Abraham was a prophet who would pray for Abimelech's well-being. Promptly obeying, Abimelech confronted Abraham for his deception, which put Gerar at risk of divine retribution. Abraham justified his lie by expressing his fear of being killed over Sarah and explained she was technically his half-sister. Abimelech then compensated Abraham with livestock, servants, and silver, and allowed him to live anywhere in Gerar. Finally, Abraham prayed for Abimelech, and God healed his household, lifting the curse that had made them barren due to the incident. After summarizing, let's visualize its impact in today's terms. Imagine you're in a new city for work and you're carrying a valuable item that could potentially put you in danger if others knew about it. To protect yourself, you tell people it's a fake. One day, the local authority seizes the item, believing it to be of no special consequence based on your deception. However, they soon learn its true value and the deceit involved. Despite the misunderstanding, the authority acts honorably, returning the item and compensating you for the trouble, while also asking for your help to rectify any potential harm caused by the misunderstanding. This story, like Abraham's with Abimelech, highlights themes of fear, deception, and integrity. Abraham feared for his safety and resorted to deception, which could have led to grave consequences for Abimelech. However, through divine intervention and Abimelech's integrity, the situation was resolved amicably. It teaches about the importance of honesty, the dangers of assumptions, and the power of forgiveness and reconciliation. Moreover, it illustrates that even in situations where we might act out of fear, there are opportunities for redemption and understanding through honest communication and good faith actions. Having explored the multifaceted significance of this analogy, we now proceed to engage with the scripture itself, to appreciate the richness of its message in full. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, 'She is my sister'? And she, even she herself, said, 'He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this.' And God said unto him in a dream, 'Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live, And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah Abraham's wife. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.